City Council meeting for, what is today? Tuesday, March 17th, 2026, called to order. Invocation by Councilman Robert Stewart, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you with gratitude today, Father, just for allowing me to serve in my position for the city of Orange Beach alongside the men and women before you. And Father, I appreciate all the employees for this city that go above and beyond to make this not just a great place to live, but a great place to visit. Father, I just pray that you watch over and be with our meeting today, and let our decisions be decisions that make Orange Beach truly a one of a kind city in this great nation. Bless us in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Robertson.
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson.
Here.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Considering previous minutes, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 2/10/26. There are no objections. The reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
Go ahead. The women's firearms class is this Saturday, and I believe there's still room to sign up if there's any ladies out there that want to know how to use and protect with a firearm.
And then I just wanted to say thank you to everybody, staff and all of our residents and our guests for participating this past week, and what a great arts show that we had.
Yes.
Huge turnout. I spent some time down there Sunday, and then this weekend we have a boat show here at the wharf.
Yes. Yep.
And appreciate everybody I know. And we have visitors here. Our spring breakers have arrived. Pretty much next week will be full force, and I know our first responders have been very busy on the highways responding. So, but thanks to everybody, especially staff. I know it's fun times right now.
Anyone else? Chiefs, thank y'all, buddies. Art show, huge number of folks.
Yeah.
I forgot all about it. It was coming down Canal Road and saw it backed up. And man, I was talking so ugly about y'all. But I mean, it didn't take me 5 minutes hardly to get through and down. So y'all did a great job.
Yeah.
I drove a bunch.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And all the staff, all the shuttle drivers, everybody that had anything to do with it, Desiree, it was a fantastic show.
Just wanted to mention too the Frozen and all the Expect Excellence.
That's
and the
right.
Performing Arts group. I mean, absolutely amazing. Two weekends, just an absolute incredible show with 75, you know, plus cast members. So just every time you think they, you know, can't go above and beyond, they continue to do that. So just wanted to give a shout out to everybody involved with that.
That's right. Thank
you. If there is any better community theater than here, I wish somebody showed me. I mean that.
So. Well, it's like a gentleman and his father last week were talking about their grandson, 13-year-old, performing in it. And he said that they've performed all over in performing arts centers in Baldwin County alone. And it wasn't just because I was in front of them, but what a great building and amenity we have down there.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I could care less about going. And my wife drugged me out there, and it blew me away.
You're a believer, aren't
you? It blew me away. I couldn't believe how good it was. It was great.
Is the snow what got you, the snow that fell from
you? Yeah, snow, all of it. I thought I was there at that big old sphere in Vegas. It was really, they did a fantastic job.
Really,
yes,
good.
I was sitting there talking to a lady behind me right before it started, and she came from Florence, Alabama. And she said, I've been hearing about this Performing Arts Center in Orange Beach. And so she came down and absolutely loved it. She says, you got a special city here with this kind of artistic plays that you have a choice of. So thanks again to all the hard work that those kids do. You got kids on stage, like you were talking about, Jeff, and I mean, they are as comfortable as anything, and they are very smart. So the Expect Excellence program is another example of how we're growing our children up to respect and know how to perform and to handle themselves very, very well.
Absolutely.
Anyone else? Okay, if not, auditing of accounts, please.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest or within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest and swift supply or within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Motion carries. Moving to new business under miscellaneous, approval of special events, retail liquor license, Bottles Up Mobile, Orange Beach Event Center, Art for Heart, April 18th, 2026.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of a retail beer, retail table wine and tobacco alternative nicotine products liquor license application for I don't care what that is. Orange Beach Canal Road.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
I'm sorry, that's got me confused because I'm trying to figure out how to pronounce it. But all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Does anybody know how to pronounce that? No. I hate not to give them a plug. Oh, well.
Orange Beach C Store. The new gas station.
All right. Resolutions. Resolution reappointing Joni Blaylock to the Library Board.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the sole source purchase of lifeguard tower for Bosch Enterprises, $82,835.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution for task order of McCullough Associates, provide engineering services for renovation of the old finance building, $68,800.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of software services agreement, Clearview, AI, facial recognition, police department.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Geocon Engineering Materials Testing, Geotechnical Exploration Engineering Services for a preliminary soil study, New Civic Center, $8,565.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing a waiver of rental fees for the Orange Beach Performing Arts, Baldwin Pops, John Allen Memorial Scholarship Concert.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract with Natalie Van Blurk for tennis professional services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Coastal Wave Diagnostics, cardiovascular screenings for city employees.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of an intergovernmental agreement with Baldwin County for maintenance of Navy Road.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a right of entry permit, license agreement, Nature Conservancy, restoration of Orange Beach Waterfront Park.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Wetland Sciences to perform wetland assessment, new Civic Center, $2,750.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of an agreement to grant underground electric line easements to Baldwin County Electric Membership Corporation.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of an agreement, cooperative maintenance, Alabama Department of Transportation, State Highway 182, median landscaping.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for two vehicles, Community Development Department, $88,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution award the annual bid for magnesium hydroxide slurry to Polytech per unit pricing, 3 years.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for on-call electrical services, A and B electric service, per unit pricing for 3 years.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the annual bid for on-call carpentry, drywall, painting services to Innovated Color Coding LLC per unit pricing, 3 years.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, slow down a second here.
Yeah.
All right, resolution, appointing a member to the Orange Beach City Board of Education. I'll entertain any nominations.
Move to adopt the resolution appointing Stephen Lewis to the Board of Education.
Second.
Any discussion? First off, I'd like to say that all five applicants did very well. Exceptional interviews, and any one of the five would have made a fine board member. But just the thought that they would step out there and service is greatly appreciated.
Yes. Their willingness
to serve. I hope
they
know that. So. Right. Yeah. And we'll find a place for them somewhere.
Yes.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. I got a couple of announcements I forgot about. Number one is we're going to have a town hall meeting. I don't think we've had one since we've been together, and we're going to have it. When are we going to have it? May 6th? Is that what it was?
Yes.
May 6th.
Wednesday night, May the 6th.
I think we're going to.
We've got to figure that out. First week or two or May.
No, we decided on May 6th. I put it on my calendar.
I got to make sure we got a spot for it.
Okay.
I haven't had a chance to do that yet.
Kick somebody out. Anyway, we're going to try to have one soon. And. Hopefully get everybody up to speed on what's going on.
Was it May 5th? May 5th, the Tuesday? May 6th? A Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Oh. Yeah, and on Wednesday is generally church night, but Wednesday is when we have the least activities in town, so hopefully the greater number of people would be able to attend. So.
Yes.
Sounds great. Real good.
Looking forward to it.
There was one other thing.
Do what?
There was one other thing.
There's a whole bunch of others, and I just went blank on every one of them.
Okay.
But I do know that I think all of us, and hopefully I speak for all of us, have been inundated with concerns and complaints on e-bikes, scooters, and...
Golf carts.
Mm-hmm. Especially with underage children, no helmets, excessive speeds, not observing rules of the road. I know personally I've come very close to hitting them, and I do not want that on my conscience, and I don't think any of us do. So please understand, and speeding. Speeding is rampant, and generally it's me, it's you, it's not just tourists. So changes are coming, and I need everybody in Orange Beach to understand we're too big or too busy to be the Wild Wild West. So Not sure yet what we're going to do, but we will let you know. But I think we're giving everybody fair warning that we can, in good conscience, not move on something where we think there's going to be a catastrophic injury or event. So I hope everybody understands. And we are streaming live, right? Okay. All right.
Just to add a little bit of that, Mayor, I walk every morning in our neighborhood, and the scooters and the e-bikes come by me. You know, I'll wave at them, and number one, none of them have a helmet on, so I tell them that. I said, you don't have a helmet on, you need to be wearing one. The only one of them talked back to me, he said, well, it don't feel good. But we've got to, parents, you've got to put an importance on a helmet being worn on a scooter or an e-bike, because, and then they don't stop at intersections. And so I've tried to get out and just make them stop, but they have to stop at the intersections. They have to wear a helmet if you don't want something drastic to happen.
Anyone else?
Oh, no, I hear it as well, Mayor. And I see it too. Something has to be done. I'm glad that we're going to make a few changes shortly.
Please slow down in residential neighborhoods. Live on Burkhart Drive, and it's almost like a speed raceway to get down to the water. And unfortunately, it's a lot of locals that I see, you know, just maybe they're in a hurry to get home from work. But I just would hate to see something catastrophic happen in a neighborhood here.
Yes. And I think the workshop today was enlightening. I believe there was a lot of great, valid discussion. And when it comes down to public safety and the safety of children, I think we really have to do our due diligence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Thank you all. One other announcement. I have a lot of folks asking to be appointed to the Planning Commission, Variance Board, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And generally how that works is we move through seniority up through the chain. I don't willy-nilly just pick, and I don't make political appointments, and we don't make political appointments. It's generally you've earned the right to be there. And one of the places you start is if you want to be involved at that level, you need to be at a council meeting. And if it's one time a month, that's fine, but until you understand the inner workings of how we are and how we function, the institutional knowledge needed, I don't know how I could appoint you to something as important as a Planning Commission or the Variance Board. So please, if you have desires, please start attending council meetings or a Planning Commission meeting for that matter. But you need to understand how this works. So I hope everybody understands that. Anything else? Okay, you don't have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? We are adjourned. Okay, Committee of the Whole, Tuesday, March 17th, 2026. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Robertson?
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Considering previous minutes, regular council meeting, Committee of the Whole, 3-3-26, will be moved forward for review. Under miscellaneous, discuss amending the golf cart ordinance. It was discussed, and it's going to continue to be discussed. There was no resolution. There's too many moving parts, too many variables, so we're going to continue to keep working on it until we figure it all out.
But, sir, I have a question for Jamie. If I may, Jamie, business owners, we have 8 business license holders that are allowed, amongst other rental equipment, golf cart rentals, correct?
Correct.
In this city?
My understanding.
If one of these companies has numerous golf carts to rent, they have to have a decal. They have to pay for an inspection decal and licensed in the city of Orange Beach. Correct?
Yes. For each golf cart they're renting, yes.
For each one they're renting in the city limits?
Yes.
Now, what if a company doesn't rent them all in their fleet in the city? What, Foley, Baldwin County, Eastern Shore? Do they have to have the Orange Beach
if they're going to be used and rented in the city, then they have to be decaled in the city. Whether rented or privately owned, every golf cart used in the city has to be decaled.
That's correct. Okay. So what if they have some in their fleet that they're that they are delivering to Foley, Alabama? Do they have to be decaled?
No.
Just clarification.
Not for the city of Orange Beach. If they're not in use in the city of Orange Beach, then we don't need them.
I just wanted to make sure, you know, clarify that. That's the point I did not bring up today.
Okay. Yes, that's right.
All right. Thank you.
Anyone else? Any other questions?
Okay.
Approval of fiscal year 2024 audited financial statements. I think we did pretty good.
Yeah. So the final will be on the agenda for the next meeting.
Yep. None of us are in jail, so it must be good. Discuss lease options for the old finance building. Discuss establishing a fee schedule for outside overtime for the police department.
Is that like our deputies and such that help us on weekends and other?
No, sure.
That's within department.
The ordinance was from 2018.
Mm-hmm.
We think it probably needs to be amended and updated.
I understand. Thank you.
100% behind it, but I want to make sure that any officer that has been doing a task for someone for some length of time, I don't want to see that dent. So any way that we need to make amends or not make allowances for those that have committed duties that they have been committed to, I would like to be see them within legal.
So this would be changing the fee schedule for when we have officers working special events that are permitted in the city, parades or concerts or that sort of thing, where they're privately paid by the permit holder. It would change the rates that they're paying the city for that overtime.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank
you. What I have in mind is sort of off
duty
of
difference.
That. Yeah, so we'll just discuss that later. Resolution appropriating funds to support Safe Harbor Animal Coalition, $10,000 fiscal year 26. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all very much. Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Resolution authorizing the purchase of 3 Lucas chest compression system devices. Fire department, $59,819.88. Resolution authorizing the execution of software service agreement, government jobs. NeoGov, new employee background investigation services for the police department. Resolution authorizing execution performance contract with Saucy Fuzz for musical entertainment at the 2026 Beach Nest Fest. Nicole, what is that? That sounds like something you're doing.
It's a bird stewardship event at Waterford Park this year.
Fantastic.
Great.
To bring music and have food and teach people about birds.
And Saucy Fuzz.
Is Saucy Fuzz a real person?
They are an amazing band.
Oh, it's a band.
Oh, it's a band.
Like Three Dog Night?
Saucy Fuzz and the Birds.
Okay.
Yeah.
When will the Nest Fest happen?
I will let you know.
Okay.
What do you do at a Nest Fest?
Hopefully there won't be any chicken served.
You listen to the band and we educate you on the birds.
Yes. Okay.
An awareness day. We try to get out there.
All right. Can you educate folks on the not allowance of chickens in the city of Orange Beach?
Coyotes and birds.
They taste good.
Chick-fil-A.
Resolution awarding the bid for a burn tower with installation of a fire training facility. Resolution awarding the bid for rifle range site work. That's great. Yes. How close are we to the rifle range? Where are we at?
And this actually will be it'll come back on committee of the whole for next one because it's not actually out to bid yet, but they're working on the specs still.
Okay. Have we got any idea on what's our time frame? Anybody know?
No.
Do what? Since when has that ever worked for me? God. No idea? Okay. I'm just curious.
I think
people ask. So.
It's Woody that's working on the specs. Yeah.
How many lanes? Do we know? Yeah? No.
I'm sorry, I'm not prepared for that.
Y'all should have just stayed outside.
Yeah.
I don't see your name, your initials on it, so you got a card.
Okay. 300 yards, is that what we talked about? Okay.
Yes,
good.
Yards, I know that.
Good. I already knew that, but I thought I'd give you a chance to make up. All right. Resolution awarding the bid for tennis court resurfacing and abandoned installation. Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract with Mac Tucker for golf instruction services. Ford, I'm going to have to ask you about that. Good guy?
Yeah, he's been on with us for at least a year now.
Okay. Seems like the golf teams are doing well, so good. Resolution accepting proposal from Byers Associates, fiscal year 2025 auditing services, not to exceed $79,850. Resolution authorizing execution of an agreement with the Pensacola Perdido Bay Estuary Program, implementation of water quality monitoring collaborative network project. Resolution authorizing execution of a change order to accept partial credits on two ambulances and add the purchase of two ambulance cots for the fire department, Safe Industries, $27,278. Resolution authorizing the mayor to negotiate the terms of the sale of the Orange Beach Event Center at the Wharf. Resolution authorizing the mayor to negotiate the purchase of real property. Resolution authorizing execution of performance agreement with McLean Motorsports, spring 2026 Bama Coast Cruising Car Show event. Any questions on any of that? Public hearing, set a public hearing, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Pirates Voyage PUD, 42126. Good with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Public hearing, consideration of conditional use approval, Bayside Orange Beach Garages, Phase 2, 42126. Good with that? Mm-hmm. Ordinance is ordinance declaring Orange Beach Event Center at the Wharf as an unneeded city-owned real property for municipal purposes and authorizing the disposition thereof. And we'll get into more of that as we get the terms and greater discussion. All right. Anybody got anything they'd like to add? Ask questions, thoughts?
Ginger, did you want to talk about the sunshade structures we talked about for the kids' party?
Yeah.
Let those people that have been talking to you about it?
Yes. Maybe final approval might come at the town hall, but
I'm sure
so we will. We're moving forward to explore options to shade part of the kids' park.
Yep.
So it's one of our most used amenities in the city. And during the summer, if you've been out there, you know some of the slides get, almost untouchable. So they're so hot. So to provide a little bit of shade so we can use it all year round would be great.
After much discussion and a workshop today, we've delegated Ms. Harrelson to spearhead this and lead it. Mm-hmm. So if there's any questions we would like for you to direct them to Ginger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that she's going to have to go to a petition type form with the threats that we had today, but it was a much great discussion. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Anybody else? Anything else? Okay. Then nobody in the audience, then we're going to ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.